We're just going to ramble through here.
We just need to back over this point about Johnny, though. Okay. We weren't here when he was given the honour of being the call of the week, which meant that he's gone into a chance to win the Hilux, Hilux.
Okay? That's right. So if he wins the Rugged Hilux...
We have nothing to do with it.
Good on him.
Yeah, he's great.
It's a 43-1 pop.
That's right.
So good luck.
That's right. And I hope everybody is there this morning. I hope everybody that actually...
They'll be there.
...were callers of the year are there, because old mate that won it last year, I can't remember his name...
He was fishing.
He was out fishing, yeah. So his wife was there on his behalf.
She was excited, though.
But it would have been better to have spoken to him at the time.
We rang him out in the middle of the bay.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. So anyway... Okay. There, we have nothing to do with whoever out of that. No, we just need
someone
to make sure.
Johnny wins is going to be a massive
I actually
inquiry.
Am backing for Johnny not to win it now for that reason.
The observations while we've been away.
Okay, what do you got?
The NAB draft is a major event on the sporting calendar.
Mm.
The NAB AFL draft. It is when the best young talent comes through. It is when we celebrate, you know, the emergence of... The AFL is a super, super professional outfit. We've got to do better than having it at a pub.
Yeah.
I mean, albeit a lovely pub, I used to have that pub, the London Tavern in Richmond. But honestly, I tuned in and I thought, right, yeah, this is exciting. Mm. And there they are walking into a pub and sitting at a trestle table in a beer garden at a pub. That's not becoming of an AFL draft. That's not AFL draft worthy, Tim. Having families just sitting in the back of a pub.
Was it because of a COVID type situation?
Why would not if you had a very
right? What would you like to see? Because you don't want to sort of like the razzmatazz of the American system.
But you want a bit more razzmatazz than sitting in the beer garden on the trestle table.
Did you think it was just a bit too relaxed and too casual?
Absolutely, I did.
And what about the way the players presented themselves?
Players were fantastic.
Were you happy about that?
Yeah, they were a great bunch of young kids. Very, very confident.
Yep.
That's the way the new kids are. And they all, they speak well. They've been trained. They know what to say. I reckon someone got to Joshua Shelley.
Right.
And said, don't start telling anyone you're going to do a backflip and you're going to do this. So his first question, he said, I've been told not to say. They go, oh, you've been liking the Toby Green. He goes, oh, I've been told not to say I'm like Toby Green.
And the confidence of this proper kid?
Right up there.
Where you expect them to be? Or a bit beyond that?
A bit beyond, but that's good.
Gee, you've toned that down a bit since the meeting we had pre-show this morning.
But come on. Better than the pub. There they are, just rocking up on the corner of Lennox Street.
Well, is there a sponsorship deal in there somewhere?
Why? It's an AFL function. Do you think that have AFL got a sponsorship with the London Tavern?
Was this the actual draft itself, or was this the night before the draft you're talking about?
This is where all the kids and their mums and dads were sitting at the back of the beer garden, waiting to find out where the kid goes.
Can I throw
that's something? That's just an observation.
That's a good observation. Can I throw something at you related to cricket? Right. Now I want you to either confirm this or deny that it is true still. And that is that being captain of the Australian cricket team is still the second most important job in this country. I say bollocks to them.
Yeah, I do.
I say it probably might have been once, but it's nowhere near the most or second most important job in this country anymore.
Which leads me, which is a very nice observation, to can I further extrapolate on that?
Yeah.
It may have been the second most important when we actually had some bloody cricket to watch.
It's coming. It's next week.
Tim, it's the third day of December.
I know that.
Football's been finished for the best part of 2 months.
Summer only started 2 days ago, though, 3 days ago.
We're nearly at Christmas.
It's a summer of cricket.
We're nearly at Christmas and I haven't seen one ball bowled of either form of the international game.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
It's a disgrace we've got no cricket on our televisions up. It's still the 3rd of December.
That's right. And summer has only just begun, right? So it's going to go right through. But also there is major concerns about Brisbane at the moment too, because they've been inundated with heavy rainfall up there.
We'll speak to Beefy about that in a moment. Both sides haven't been able to get outside and practice outdoors. I read an article where the curator said they may have to put a tent over it. over the pitch. So they can continue to prepare it.
Well, that would be a reasonable thing to do. So it's going to hoop all over the place when they do get there, isn't it?
Get a hoop.
It's going to hoop all over.
Get a hoop.
What about Justin Langer? He flew down to have chat to Tim Payne.
Loved all that.
Did you like all that?
Yeah, I did. That's when you need your mates. When you're in a big hole like that, and so to see the coach and the captain have a great close relationship. They've been through a lot together, and that's exactly what you want.
We've interviewed Tim Payne a couple of times, and we hear a lot of good things about him in terms of the leadership and his mateship and all that sort of stuff, the empathy that he has for his teammates and all the other people he plays cricket with. That's come through loud and clear, hasn't it, through the last two or 3 weeks?
And
the feelings that the players have towards him.
Yeah, unbelievably supportive. And, it was a stunning, stunning storyline when that came out, wasn't it?
Incredible. Yeah. Were you surprised in the end that he did what he did? Because it seemed the mood... The stepping down, we understood, right?
No, but then away from cricket.
When he went away completely from the game, because the narrative was building towards, well, he's not going to be captain, but he's going to be the keeper.
Yeah.
And then the next part of all that is, no, I can't do it. Yeah. I need to step away from the game.
Yeah, I think what became apparent was that there was court action coming. So... Yeah, I think when Tim did his interview in the paper with Bonnie's wife, with Hamish, that they were aware that this day was coming.
Mm.
They fronted up. They dealt with it in their own past, which ultimately still for me is the most important thing.
Yeah.
And then they thought, well, this will be the end of it, as tough as it's going to be. We'll get through this and then I'll go back and keep for Australia. But then it became apparent that there was going to be a legal case which is going to drag on and... So, yeah.
Do you think they also maybe that they underestimated, the echo chamber? You know, those stories, they go into what you call the echo chamber, right? So you think they thought through their management, okay, this is what we'll do. We'll sit down with Hamish McLaughlin. We'll do a tell-all type interview. We'll put everything out there, okay? We'll just put everything out there that we need to talk about. We'll come clean about everything and that will be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then still 2 weeks later... it's still appearing almost like as a new story each and every day, as a new component of this story became apparent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it would have, after a week and a half, it would have got to the stage where, okay, it's been dealt with publicly now as well, but it got life of its own again when the court case came.
Yeah.
When the legal...
Well, that came. Added to it in the end.
Well, but then there's no end to it because then the court case, then it's going to go to court on this date.
Mm.
So then it's not going away.
Okay, what about Warnie? Warnie's been incredibly strong and forthright about his belief that Steve Smith, there is no place for Steve Smith in a leadership role in the Australian cricket team.
Yeah.
Do you support what he's saying? Or?
No, I don't. But what he's saying, the adjunct to that is, how can Steve Smith come back in when you've got Dave Warner, who's been ostracised and told that he'll never take... leadership role in Australian cricket ever again.
Yeah, but he never was he?
But this is Warnie's point. So Warnie's point is that David Warnie, in his mind, is the best cricket brain in the team. So he's saying when the...
Really?
So when the call's out for a leader, why isn't this bloke being... His bloke's been no consideration because of what's gone before him, but this bloke, who was the captain at the time, has been elevated back to the vice captaincy. So that's what... he's saying there's an hypocrisy there.
And what about the Mitch Stark thing? He's never been a fan of Mitch Stark.
Well, no.
He said that his bowling over the last couple of years isn't at the level that it should be. He's not swinging the ball like he did. He's lost pace. Yeah. He's not the bowler that he once was.
Yeah. So he said about 2 years ago he gave him a nice cook and said he didn't fire up enough. Yeah. And then he responded really well. So he's had him in the gun for a while. And Jai Richardson bowled really well. So let's take this call from Desi, who's up in Brisbane, before we take a break and we speak to Lord Ian Botham about the upcoming Ashes series. Okay, Des, what's the conditions like up there in Brisbane?
Mate, it is blue sky today, blue sky. So I live at the Gabba. I wandered through there yesterday on the way home. The pitch is looking really good. So that game's going to go ahead, so I'm looking forward to day one.
Yeah, no, we're pretty sure it'll go ahead. We're just wondering whether you're going to have enough good weather to be able to prepare the deck. So I think last I read was you're going to get a pretty good run of 3 or 4 days of sun, so it shouldn't be a problem, yeah?
No, that's right. I think we're still going to get a few showers, and hopefully we have enough sunlight to get the game finished.
Good on you, Desi. Thanks for giving us an update. There's our man live on the ground.